This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Now, if you're a small business working in a specific geographical location, can you still benefit from hitting publish and creating content to market your business? The answer is yes, and I have some specific ways for you to help build your local profile through content. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to create the kind of content that makes you a star in your local area? Let's hit publish. First up, a little look at previous show comments, and we have this from Melanie Kissel, who is a copy editor and was listening into the show called Write More Faster with Less Stress. She had this to say: delightfully entertaining, along with educational and enlightening. I have writer's eye, Amy, but it simply can't be helped in my case or cured. I'm a copy editor. Podcast on, you're doing a great job and it sounds like you're having loads of fun with it. Love ya. Thank you so much for writing in, Melanie. You get 26 Hit Publish points. You can't yet redeem these points anywhere. I'm trying to work out something with Starbucks, but at the moment they're having none of it. Don't forget, I love to get your feedback on the show and to hear stories about how you're hitting publish. So do come along to hitpublish.fm and join in the conversation. Now though, it's time for our word of the week. Each week I hide a word somewhere in this podcast. It's not in the transcript, so only you as a listener will know where it is. Exciting. Today's word of the week is opprobrious. It means outrageously disgraceful or shameful. That is opprobrious. When you hear it, feel free to celebrate with a cup of tea and a biscuit. Okay, today's show is all about local content, and it was inspired by this Dear Amy letter left in the show comments a few weeks back from Ben. Ben runs an aerial photography business using drones, and he's based in the city of Hull, which is in East Yorkshire in the UK. And it's where I was born. Ben had this to say: Dear Amy, fantastic to hear a Northern accent on a podcast. I'm in Hull. Do you think there is a bit of a content marketing myth whereby a normal small business working in a specific geographic region is unlikely to generate enough good content to become an authority site, and therefore is effectively frozen out of this opportunity for coverage, backlinks, social shares, etc.? Yours locally, Ben. So, if you're a business and you only serve a local area, a plumber or a local shop, for example, is there a benefit in publishing content? Can you be an authority site even if your services don't cover a national or international area? Well, Ben, I think that not only is it possible to become an authority site producing content as a local small business, it's a key advantage that many small local businesses aren't yet using. Now, what I would say is that there are many options when it comes to publishing content, and you've got to decide what's going to be best for your business. The factors here will include the resources and the time that you have to hand to create content, also the kind of content your customers like to consume, and the places where your customers tend to hang out, as this will influence where you want to publish and promote your content. The other thing to remember is that what you're really going to be interested in is raising your business profile in your specific area or region. So in today's show, I want to share some ideas of how you can do that by hitting publish. I'll also link to some more in-depth articles about creating local content for your business in the show notes. But one of the first places that you can start with creating local content is to encourage customers to leave reviews for your business. Because what someone else says about your business is always going to be more persuasive and powerful than what you say about yourself. Hello. Great party, isn't it? I'm Amy. Would you like to be my friend? What? I'm really nice, and I'm pretty funny. I was shortlisted for a comedy award last week, and I'm loyal. I'll help you out when you need it. I'm not a very good cook, but I am hospitable. If you ever come to my house, you'll have loads of fun. Do you know what? I've got enough friends at the moment. Oh. Okay. Bye. Who were you just talking to? Oh, just some weirdo. Said her name was Amy? Oh, Was that Amy Harrison? Oh, she's brilliant. She's so funny. Really? Yeah. Apparently she was shortlisted for a comedy award last week. She's brilliant. Really nice, loyal, terrible cook. Like, never eat round her house, but throws really good parties. Wow. What did she want? She wanted to be my friend. You lucky thing. Yeah. Now, this scenario, strange insight into my social life as it is, isn't too far from the truth, because while you can tell your customer that you are great, that you have good quality products, they're going to believe it more from a third party. Now, what else can local reviews do for your business? Well, they're a great way to build your profile, not only with your customers, but also with search engines. Now, using local reviews in your busy business is a meaty topic, and I found an excellent resource over at moz.com to help you decide where you want your customers to leave reviews, how to encourage people to do so, and then what your reviewing rules should be. And I'll link to that in the show notes. Personally, I am seeing more businesses do this. So my local hairdresser told me recently that while the majority of custom used to be from word of mouth, since they started encouraging people to leave them Google reviews, they're now starting to get people coming to them from who are finding them on search engines. So this has effectively allowed them to grow their customer base because their current customers are still coming back to them. And that's a great result for any local business. Another way that you can boost your local profile through content is by running a local promotion or a competition. So in Ben's case, he might offer a free drone photography session for a business, but then to enter, have local businesses promote his business content, share an article, share his Facebook page, like his Facebook page, sign up for, offering their email address. So you're developing these potential leads whilst being able to promote the competition. This can raise your profile locally because you're getting local businesses to talk about what you're doing, also increasing your social media profile and encouraging people to share and talk about what it is that you do. What I would suggest here is that make sure the people likely to enter your competition are potential customers for your business. Also, make it easy enough for them to enter while encouraging them to take some kind of action that also raises your business profile, such as sharing your content on social media. What you don't want to do is attract the wrong crowd or make your competition so difficult that people don't want to sign up. How's the local promotion going for the children's nursery? Well, I do think we should have maybe just asked people to share our Facebook page to enter or promote one of our blog posts. Yeah, but that's easy. That's not a competition. It's got to have some element of skill involved. I know. I just think asking a three-year-old to solve a Rubik's Cube is a bit of a stretch. Well, how many entries have we got? One child did complete it, but I think she just sucked the stickers off and swapped them round. It was a bit gummed up when I got it. Something else that you can do is align yourself with local events. This can be a great way to create content that builds your local profile. So what might this include? Well, you might sponsor a local event or offer to speak on a topic at a networking night. Maybe you provide a free workshop as part of a bigger conference or event. So how does it generate content? Well, when you align with an event, you can benefit from the promotion that they will already be doing. So they will already be posting on social media, writing in their blogs, and they might blog about you and your business, the fact that you're going to be there. And ideally, you want them to have a link back to your site so that they can encourage good SEO and also drive people to your site. What's more, other people in your local area are likely to be talking about the event, the kind of people who'll be going. So they might be also writing articles or newsletters, and suddenly your business can become part of the story. Just make sure that the event that you want to attend or align your business with is one that actually suits the style of your business and the type of customers you want to attract. And welcome to the 89th Annual Conference for Yorkshire Funeral Directors. Today we will be talking caskets, cards and compassion. But before we get into this, here's a brief introduction from our sponsor, Frazzle, a local clown available for birthdays, weddings and funerals. Okay, Who's ready to get this party started? Balloon animal, anyone? Finally, something I would also recommend is to reach out to local media. Local media outlets are constantly looking for content and local stories. So if you are aligning yourself with an event or running a competition, it's exactly the kind of story that they're looking for. So don't be afraid to email your local TV or radio station with a story about what you're doing locally in your area. And I'm not just talking about what you do as a business, but something that is newsworthy. And here's another thing to remember. Sometimes you might be involved in a national event or even an international event, and that can help raise your profile locally. Now, I've experienced this twice before. So my husband makes banjos, and a local video company did a short documentary to enter so that they could enter into a national competition. The video was shortlisted, and so we got in touch with the local paper, and they did a half-page article about the competition, but also about my husband's business. And it was a great way to not only boost awareness about what he was doing in the area, but also build on credibility, because people had seen him in the paper. And I use this personally myself, which is why I'm such an advocate of getting in touch with local media. So last year, when I was speaking at South by Southwest on the subject of comedy being a taboo issue for women in business, again, I sent a couple of emails out about the story of a local business going over to Austin to talk about the subject, and it got picked up by BBC Radio. After going in to talk about it, they were so friendly and welcoming, and they invited me back, and now once a month I go to the studio for the afternoon radio show, and again, all helping to boost a local profile, even though the event itself was happening over in Texas. So don't be afraid or think that local media won't be interested in you and your story, because all they can do is say no, so you might as well try. Just make sure, obviously, that if you do get media coverage in your business, you're getting it for the right reasons. Breaking news in Brighton, local businesswoman Amy Harrison was asked to leave the local theatre where Neil Diamond was performing. After an altercation on stage where it looked like Miss Harrison was trying to tear off a piece of Mr. Diamond's shirt, she was seen running through the theatre wearing a bright red hooded top with Hull, East Yorkshire printed on the front. Our reporter out in the street managed to catch her as she was coming out of court. Miss Harrison, what happened that night? It was all just an opprobrious misunderstanding. I felt Mr. Diamond looked like he was a bit hot, and I just wanted to loosen his shirt. And the allegation that you also stole his shoe. No, not true. I simply borrowed it. The police gave it back to him when they caught up with me. So that's Harrison Amy Copywriting, available Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, for all your copywriting and content marketing needs. Call me. So here's my question to you. Would you benefit from raising your local profile? If so, what content can you create to embed your business more firmly in your local area? And I would also love to hear from you if you are a business that serves a local area. What content creation do you do to attract customers? Let me know in the comments over at hitpublish.fm. Thank you for being a first-rate Hit Publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes, but if you do, apparently you're 78% more likely to have a good hair day. Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or your problem, or email me using hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.